Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, Michael, swimwear is the thing. You're looking great in your Speedos today.
Can I tell you, I have actually started swimming down at the sea every night after work.
That was you we saw last night.
Well, there was a lot of me to see, I've got to tell you. But no, I'm not a Speedo boy. I'm more of a surf short.
Yeah.
But Carolyn, welcome to the show. You're going to be talking to us all today about swimwear trends.
I am. We'll start with the boys just because, you know, you're swimming at the moment.
Before you start, I bet your stripes are in.
Actually, I saw some striped denim and they had vertical stripes on them. It was one of the new trends in denim that's just come out. So how about that?
Does that work? Stripe on denim?
I don't know. On a very small number of people, I would say.
I'm still trying to get my head around denim on denim.
But as far as swimwear for guys goes, especially in New Zealand and Australia, we've been into the long boardies, you know, down to your knee or beyond, sort of. And that silhouette or cut has actually been, you know, lifting over the last few seasons. And the way to wear your boardies now is actually mid-thigh. So they're actually quite high.
They're a long short.
They're kind of like a short.
Oh.
You know, instead of the boardy lock, you know, where you've got the longer short down to your knees, it's just think of, you know, go from your knee to the top of your thigh and then cut it in half, and that's where your short should stop.
Right.
Who knew there was trends in menswear swim design? You know, quite honestly, Ben, do you just buy whatever's in store?
I do.
And you stick with it for years?
Yeah. But I still wear Speedos, so Carolyn's going to go, what?
Oh, you've got to leave the building now.
Why? I don't understand why everybody's such a prude.
Well, you'll be okay in France. My brother was travelling in the south of France last year, and he turned up to a public pool in his boardies, and they said he wasn't allowed to go in the pool in the boardies. He had to go and wear Speedos, and they said for health reasons, and they sent him off to the shop.
But I reckon in Australia we've become a lot more prudish about it. Like, hey, growing up, we all used to wear Speedos, and then all of a sudden it's now, oh no, you've got to wear a full-clad short.
But as little boys, you wear them. But then as you kind of grow through, they become shorts. Did you never?
Never. Never.
Oh, you've got to talk to your mother.
We should move on to the girls now,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, move
quickly.
On to girls. Let's talk about, they're wearing shorts too.
Let's talk about women's swimwear.
Well, it's one of those things that most of us hate shopping for. But this time around, you know, there were a lot of bikinis out there for a while there. And one pieces have really come back in fashion. You know, there's Marilyn Monroe style, the high waist bikini bottoms. They've been pushing those out in Australian Fashion Week now for about 4 years. And when I first saw them, I thought, oh, God. But now the young ones are actually wearing them. And I never thought they would, but they are. And they actually do help to hold in this tummy.
But are one piece just as popular?
They are, actually. I'm quite shocked. So, because I've always, you know, I grew up, you know, I suppose in the era where everyone wore bikinis. So the, you know, these one-pieces are actually, you know, a choice for a lot of girls, and especially also a lot of these new fabrics like the Nancy Gants, they actually hold you in and they can actually, you know, take a whole centimetre off your waist. And so they're very slimming as well and flattering. Again, I'm really big on the whole body shape. You know what your body shape is and choose a swimsuit accordingly. So, you know, if you've got a wobbly tummy and you're feeling a bit funny about that, wear a tankini which covers that bit, or wear a swimsuit that pulls you in. If you've got a really big bust, halter necks are great for holding up your bust, or if you're going for a wine-supported style, go for an underwire. If you're really straight up and down, like, you know, quite a boyish masculine shape, some of those swimsuits with side panels cut out, they actually give you the illusion of curves. If you've got really big, wide shoulders, you know, don't wear skinny spaghetti straps. Wear a wide strap because it actually will help break the shoulder up and make your shoulders actually appear smaller. So there's lots of tricks you can use to with your swimsuit. So there's lots of exciting styles to choose from this season.
Well, Carolyn, thanks for putting a style on swimwear today.
And have a good day.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.